In a world that often feels like it's spinning out of control, finding a sanctuary of peace amidst the chaos can seem like a distant dream. Yet, it is within this very whirlwind of activity and noise that cultivating a sense of calm becomes not just beneficial, but essential. Imagine mastering the art of peace. It's like becoming the eye of the storm, centered, serene, and undisturbed by the turmoil around you. The journey to this tranquil center isn't about escaping the world, but learning to stand within it, steady and composed. From the grounding power of a deep breath to the clarity brought by decluttering your space, there are tangible steps you can take to shield your inner calm from the chaos outside. Whether it's embracing the stillness of nature, rediscovering the rhythm of your own routine, or unleashing the healing powers of art and music, each step is a stride toward tranquility. Let's explore these strategies, not as mere survival tactics, but as profound ways to reconnect with a peace that is both ancient and urgently contemporary. Here's how you can begin to cultivate your oasis of calm in a sea of chaos. Recognize what you can control. The Stoic practice of recognizing what you can control is a profound and transformative approach to life that can unlock your inner potential and bring about a sense of unshakable peace amidst chaos. This ancient wisdom, rooted in the teachings of philosophers like Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, and Seneca, empowers you to navigate the tumultuous seas of existence with a calm and focused mind. The power of the dichotomy of control. Imagine being in the eye of a storm, where all around you is chaos, but you remain centered and unperturbed. This is the essence of the dichotomy of control. The Stoics taught that life is divided into two realms. The realm of control, this includes your thoughts, beliefs, desires, and actions. Here, you are the master of your fate, shaping your internal world with the power of your mind. The realm of the uncontrollable, this encompasses external events, other people's actions, and outcomes. Here, you are an observer, learning to accept and adapt without resistance. Unlocking the secrets of control. Harness your inner power. Your thoughts and beliefs, recognize that your perception shapes your reality. By mastering your thoughts, you can transform obstacles into opportunities. Emotions and reactions, while initial emotions may be instinctual, you have the power to choose your response. Train yourself to react with wisdom and composure. Actions, your actions are a direct expression of your will. Every decision you make is an opportunity to align with your highest values and goals. Embrace radical acceptance. Other people's actions, let go of the futile attempt to control others. Instead, influence through example and respond with understanding and compassion. External events, accept that the world is unpredictable. By embracing uncertainty, you liberate yourself from the anxiety of trying to manage the unmanageable. Outcomes, detach from the results of your efforts. Find fulfillment in the process, knowing that true success lies in the integrity of your actions. Direct your energy wisely. Focus on what you can influence. Channel your energy into self-improvement, meaningful pursuits, and positive interactions. This not only enhances your effectiveness but also cultivates inner peace. A journey of transformation. The Stoic alchemy, turn life's challenges into a crucible for personal growth. Each adversity becomes a lesson, each setback a step towards resilience. Mental mastery, cultivate a fortress of the mind, impervious to external chaos. By mastering the dichotomy of control, you create a sanctuary of tranquility within yourself. The empowered living, live with purpose and clarity, free from the tyranny of external validation and fear of the unknown. Real-life applications. In relationships, transform your interactions by focusing on your communication and reactions. Influence through empathy and strength of character rather than control. In work, approach your tasks with dedication, viewing each challenge as a chance to demonstrate excellence. Detach from the pressure of outcomes and external opinions. In daily life, practice mindfulness by staying present. Embrace each moment as it comes, releasing worries about what you cannot change. The Stoic sage. Picture Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king, writing his meditations amidst the pressures of ruling an empire. His wisdom echoes through time, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This timeless advice invites you to step into your own power and discover the peace that comes from within. By embracing the Stoic practice of recognizing what you can control, you embark on a journey of profound self-discovery and empowerment. This ancient wisdom is not just a philosophy but a way of life that can transform your experience of the world, allowing you to rise above the chaos and live with unshakable peace and purpose. Practice mindfulness and presence. Practicing mindfulness and presence, as embraced by the Stoics, is akin to wielding a superpower in the chaos of modern life. This ancient wisdom, cherished by emperors and philosophers alike, offers a path to profound clarity, inner peace, and unparalleled focus. Imagine unlocking the ability to remain calm and composed no matter the storm raging around you. This is the promise of Stoic mindfulness and presence. The intriguing world of mindfulness and presence in Stoicism. Picture a warrior in the heat of battle, calm and centered, while chaos unfolds all around. This is the essence of Stoic mindfulness, an unwavering focus and engagement with the present moment, a state of being that allows you to navigate life's turbulence with grace and poise. How to master mindfulness and presence. Anchor yourself in the now. Immerse in the moment, dive deeply into your current activity, whether it's a mundane task or a complex project. Feel the texture of life in each moment, as if every second is a brushstroke on the canvas of your existence. Silence the noise, cultivate the ability to quiet the chatter of past regrets and future anxieties. Imagine your mind as a still lake, reflecting only what is directly in front of you. Cultivate inner awareness. Observe your inner world, become a detective of your own mind. Track your thoughts and emotions with the keen eye of an observer, not a judge. Discover the triggers that disrupt your peace and the patterns that elevate your spirit. Embrace your reactions, instead of fighting your emotions, explore them. What do they reveal about your desires and fears? Use this insight to navigate life more effectively. Engage deeply with your actions. A single task mastery, transform everyday tasks into rituals of presence. Pour your focus into each action, whether you're typing an email, cooking a meal, or having a conversation. Each act, when done with full presence, becomes a meditation. Mindful breathing, use your breath as a touchstone for the present. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly, and let the rhythm of your breath bring you back to the here and now. Reflect and meditate. The evening reflections, at the end of each day, revisit your experiences. Write about your victories in presence and the moments you slipped. This practice not only reinforces mindfulness but also prepares you for greater engagement tomorrow. Morning meditations, begin your day with a few moments of stillness. Set an intention for mindfulness and let this practice shape the rest of your day. The enigmatic benefits. Serenity amidst chaos. By mastering the art of presence, you become a beacon of calm. Stress and anxiety dissipate as you ground yourself in the certainty of the now. Emotional mastery. Heightened awareness of your emotions allows you to respond with wisdom instead of reacting impulsively. This emotional intelligence fortifies your resilience. Unmatched focus. Presence transforms your productivity. With distractions minimized, your work becomes more efficient and your achievements more significant. Stoic resilience. Like the Stoic sages, you develop an unbreakable spirit. Challenges become opportunities for growth, and adversity a canvas for demonstrating your strength. Enchanting real-life applications. In relationships, become a captivating listener. When you engage with others, let your presence be a gift. This deepens connections and fosters genuine understanding. At work, turn your workspace into a sanctuary of focus. Begin each task with a mindful breath, transforming your productivity and the quality of your output. In daily routines, infuse ordinary activities with a sense of wonder. From savoring each bite of your meal to feeling the ground beneath your feet as you walk, let every moment be a testament to your mindful presence. The Stoic warrior. Visualize Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king, composing his meditations in the midst of imperial duties. His words resonate through time, the tranquility that comes when you stop caring what they say, or think, or do. Only what you do. This is the heart of Stoic mindfulness, an inner fortress of peace and presence, impervious to external turmoil. By embracing mindfulness and presence, you embark on a journey of self-mastery and tranquility. This Stoic practice is not merely a technique but a way of life that empowers you to rise above chaos, live with profound clarity, and become a true master of the present moment. Negative visualization, premeditatio malorum. negative visualization, or premeditatio malorum, is a fascinating and powerful Stoic practice that involves vividly imagining potential challenges and misfortunes before they occur. This ancient technique prepares your mind for adversity, enhances resilience, and deepens your appreciation for what you have. Embracing this practice can transform your perspective on life, making you more adaptable and grateful. Let's dive into the intriguing world of negative visualization. The essence of negative visualization. Imagine being a sculptor who chisels away at a block of marble, envisioning the final masterpiece even as the rough stone still stands. Similarly, premeditatio malorum involves mentally sculpting your response to life's potential hardships, enabling you to face them with composure and strength. This practice is not about pessimism, rather, it's a strategic rehearsal that fortifies your mind against the unexpected. How to practice negative visualization. Visualize potential challenges. Daily reflection, spend a few moments each day contemplating potential setbacks in your life. This could range from minor inconveniences to significant life changes. Picture specific scenarios such as losing your job, facing a health issue, or experiencing a relationship breakdown. Imagine how you would feel and how you would handle these situations. Embrace the emotional impact. Feel the emotions, allow yourself to feel the emotions that these imagined scenarios evoke. This helps you become familiar with and manage these feelings more effectively if they occur in reality. Develop a response, think about constructive ways to respond to these challenges. This prepares your mind to act rather than react impulsively when faced with adversity. Enhance your gratitude. In contrast with reality, by contemplating what you could lose, you develop a deeper appreciation for what you currently have. This contrast enhances your gratitude and contentment. Reframe your perspective, use this practice to shift your focus from what you lack to what you have. Recognize the fleeting nature of all things and cherish them more deeply. The intriguing benefits. Resilience to adversity. Just as an athlete trains their body for competition, premeditatio malorum trains your mind to handle stress and setbacks. You become more resilient and less likely to be overwhelmed by life's curveballs. Enhanced preparedness. By regularly imagining worst-case scenarios, you develop strategies and mental frameworks to deal with them. This preparedness reduces panic and enhances problem-solving skills in real situations. Deepened appreciation. Negative visualization heightens your awareness of the transient nature of life. This deepens your gratitude for your current blessings and encourages you to make the most of every moment. Emotional mastery. Familiarizing yourself with potential negative emotions helps you manage them better when they arise. You gain greater emotional control and stability. Real-life applications of negative visualization. In relationships. Imagine life without your loved ones. This can deepen your appreciation and strengthen your commitment to nurturing your relationships. At work. Consider potential professional setbacks, such as losing a major client or missing a promotion. This can motivate you to prepare contingencies and enhance your skills. In health, reflect on the possibility of facing health issues. This can inspire you to adopt healthier habits and appreciate your current well-being. The Stoic sage. Visualize Seneca, the Roman philosopher, reflecting on the potential loss of his wealth, status, or even life itself. His wisdom echoes through his writings. He robs present ills of their power who has perceived their coming beforehand. This practice allowed Seneca to maintain equanimity and focus, no matter what life threw his way. By practicing negative visualization, you harness the power of your mind to anticipate and prepare for life's challenges. This Stoic technique not only equips you to handle adversity with grace but also deepens your gratitude for the present moment. Embrace premeditatio malorum and transform potential fears into a source of strength and appreciation, living each day with heightened awareness and resilience. Cultivate an attitude of acceptance, amor fati. Cultivating an attitude of acceptance, or amor fati, is one of the most profound and transformative Stoic practices. Amor fati means love of fate and involves embracing everything that happens in life, whether good or bad, as necessary and beneficial. This practice is about more than mere resignation, it's about actively loving and finding meaning in every experience, thereby turning obstacles into opportunities. Let's explore how you can cultivate this powerful mindset and how it can lead to an extraordinary life. The essence of amor fati. Imagine being a sailor navigating turbulent seas, not cursing the storm but embracing it as a vital part of the journey, learning to harness the wind and waves to propel forward. Amor fati is the mental and emotional equivalent, urging you to welcome every twist and turn of fate with open arms and a grateful heart. It's a celebration of life's unpredictability and a commitment to thrive within it. How to cultivate amor fati? Embrace every experience. Radical acceptance. Begin by accepting that everything happens for a reason, even if it's not immediately apparent. This doesn't mean you don't strive to improve your circumstances, but you recognize that fighting against reality only adds to suffering. Find the silver lining. Train yourself to look for the positive aspects or potential lessons in every situation, no matter how challenging. Reframe adversity. Opportunities for growth. View challenges as opportunities to develop resilience, wisdom, and strength. Each obstacle is a stepping stone on your path to becoming a better version of yourself. Personal narratives. Rewrite your personal narrative to include how adversities have shaped your character and contributed to your growth. Practice gratitude. Daily reflection. Reflect daily on the things that went wrong and express gratitude for them. Consider how they could be working in your favor in ways you don't yet understand. A gratitude journaling. Keep a gratitude journal specifically for unexpected or difficult events. Over time, this practice helps rewire your brain to naturally find positives in the negatives. The intriguing benefits of amor fati. Unshakable resilience. By embracing everything that comes your way, you develop a mental fortitude that is unbreakable. You become like a rock, steadfast amidst the waves of fortune and misfortune. Endless optimism. Loving your fate transforms your perspective, enabling you to maintain optimism even in the face of dire circumstances. You see life's inherent value and beauty, regardless of the situation. Profound peace. Acceptance leads to inner peace. When you stop resisting what is and start embracing it, your mind becomes calmer and more centered. Empowered living. You take full ownership of your life. Instead of feeling like a victim of circumstances, you recognize your power to shape your response to whatever happens, leading to a more empowered and proactive approach to life. Real-life applications of amor fati. In relationships, accept and appreciate your partner's flaws and mistakes as integral parts of your shared journey. This fosters deeper connection and unconditional love. At work, I embrace professional setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow. See every challenge as a chance to innovate and improve. In personal development, treat every failure as a lesson in your path to success. Embrace your imperfections and use them as motivation to strive for continuous self-improvement. The Stoic Sage. Imagine the great emperor philosopher Marcus Aurelius reflecting in his tent after a long day on the battlefield. In his meditations, he writes, "A blazing fire makes flame and brightness out of everything that is thrown into it." This is the spirit of amor fati, turning every experience, especially the difficult ones, into fuel for personal transformation and growth. By cultivating an attitude of acceptance and amor fati, you embark on a journey of profound inner change. This practice allows you to transform adversity into advantage, suffering into strength, and obstacles into opportunities. Embrace your fate with love and watch as your life transforms into a tapestry of resilience, gratitude, and boundless potential. Seek tranquility through virtue. Seeking tranquility through virtue is a core tenet of Stoic philosophy that involves achieving inner peace and fulfillment by living in accordance with your highest ethical principles. This practice is about aligning your actions with virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, and finding tranquility in the integrity of your character. Let's delve into this practice and explore how it can transform your life in a profound and captivating way. The essence of seeking tranquility through virtue. Imagine a lighthouse standing tall amidst a raging storm, its light unwavering and its foundation solid. Similarly, living a virtuous life provides a stable foundation and guiding light, helping you navigate the turbulent waters of existence with serenity and purpose. Tranquility, in this context, isn't the absence of challenges but the presence of inner harmony derived from living virtuously. How to seek tranquility through virtue? Identify your core virtues. Self-reflection. Spend time reflecting on the virtues that resonate most with you. Traditional Stoic virtues include wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, but your personal virtues might also encompass honesty, compassion, or perseverance. To define virtue in practice, understand how these virtues manifest in daily life. For instance, wisdom might involve seeking knowledge and making thoughtful decisions, while courage could mean facing fears and standing up for what is right. Align your actions with virtues. Daily intentions. Set daily intentions to act in accordance with your chosen virtues. This could involve making ethical choices at work, showing kindness in your relationships, or maintaining self-control in challenging situations. Mindful decision-making. When faced with decisions, pause and ask yourself how a virtuous person would act. Let your virtues guide your choices and actions. Cultivate virtue through practice. Habit formation. Develop habits that reinforce your virtues. For example, if temperance is important to you, practice moderation in your consumption and lifestyle choices. Virtue journaling. Keep a journal where you reflect on your actions and decisions each day. Note when you acted in alignment with your virtues and when you strayed, and consider how you can improve. Find peace and integrity. Inner harmony. Recognize that true tranquility comes from within, from knowing that you are living a life of integrity. When your actions reflect your values, you experience a profound sense of peace and fulfillment. Acceptance of imperfection. Understand that seeking virtue is a continuous journey. Embrace your imperfections and view each day as an opportunity to grow and improve. The intriguing benefits of seeking tranquility through virtue. Unshakable inner peace. By living virtuously, you cultivate a deep and abiding inner peace that is not easily disturbed by external circumstances. Your sense of self-worth and contentment is rooted in your character, not in external achievements or validations. Moral clarity. Virtue provides a clear moral compass, guiding you through life's complexities and dilemmas. This clarity reduces confusion and stress, helping you make decisions with confidence and conviction. Resilient character. Embracing virtues strengthens your character, making you more resilient in the face of adversity. Virtues like courage and perseverance equip you to handle challenges with grace and fortitude. Meaningful relationships. Living virtuously enhances your relationships. People are naturally drawn to those who embody integrity, kindness, and justice, leading to deeper, more meaningful connections. Real-life applications of seeking tranquility through virtue. In personal growth. Focus on personal development through the lens of virtue. Strive to be wiser, more courageous, just, and temperate in all areas of your life. In professional life, let virtues guide your professional conduct. Whether it's fairness in decision-making, courage in leadership, or wisdom in strategy, living virtuously can elevate your career and impact. In social interactions, bring virtues into your social interactions. Show empathy, fairness, and respect to others, fostering a harmonious and supportive community around you. The Stoic Sage. Imagine Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, ruling with wisdom, justice, and temperance. In his meditations, he writes, "The tranquility that comes when you stop caring what they say, or think, or do. Only what you do." His words encapsulate the essence of seeking tranquility through virtue, finding peace not in external validation, but in the steadfast pursuit of living ethically and honorably. By seeking tranquility through virtue, you embark on a journey of profound self-discovery and inner peace. This Stoic practice allows you to navigate life's challenges with unwavering integrity and purpose, transforming every moment into an opportunity for growth and fulfillment. Embrace the virtues that resonate with you and let them illuminate your path, guiding you toward a life of tranquility and deep, unshakable contentment. Detach from outcomes. Detaching from outcomes is a powerful Stoic practice that involves focusing on your actions and efforts rather than fixating on the results. This mindset allows you to pursue your goals with dedication and passion, while maintaining inner peace regardless of the outcomes. By letting go of the need for specific results, you free yourself from the anxiety and disappointment that often accompany unmet expectations. Let's explore this practice and discover how it can transform your life into one of resilience, tranquility, and unwavering purpose. The essence of detaching from outcomes. Imagine a skilled archer taking aim, perfectly poised, drawing the bow with precise control. The archer focuses on the form, the release, the skill, everything within their power. Once the arrow leaves the bow, the archer knows that the flight and the target are beyond their control. This is the essence of detaching from outcomes, mastering what you can, while accepting the rest with equanimity. How to practice detachment from outcomes. Focus on what you can control. Effort over results. Concentrate on the actions, decisions, and efforts that are within your control. Pour your energy into doing your best in every task, regardless of the potential outcome. Set process goals. Instead of setting goals based solely on results, e.g., I must get this job, set goals based on processes, e.g., I will prepare thoroughly for this interview. This shift reduces pressure and increases satisfaction from the effort itself. Embrace uncertainty. Accept unpredictability. Acknowledge that many factors influencing outcomes are beyond your control. Embrace the uncertainty and view it as an inherent part of life. Prepare for various outcomes. Mentally prepare for different scenarios, including those where things don't go as planned. This readiness helps you stay composed and adaptable. Cultivate inner strength. Develop resilience. Build your resilience by regularly reflecting on past experiences where things didn't go as expected, yet you managed to move forward. This strengthens your ability to handle future uncertainties. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when outcomes don't match your expectations. Recognize your efforts and learn from the experience without harsh self-judgment. Find meaning in the journey. Value the process. Find joy and meaning in the process of striving for your goals. Appreciate the skills, knowledge, and growth you acquire along the way. Detach from external validation. Focus on internal fulfillment rather than seeking validation from external results. Let your sense of achievement come from knowing you gave your best effort. The intriguing benefits of detaching from outcomes. Enhanced performance. By focusing on what you can control and not worrying about the outcome, you reduce performance anxiety. This allows you to perform more effectively and enjoy the process. Increased resilience. Detaching from outcomes builds emotional resilience. You become better equipped to handle failures and setbacks, viewing them as learning opportunities rather than devastating losses. Inner peace. Letting go of the need for specific results brings a profound sense of inner peace. You remain calm and centered, regardless of external circumstances. Authentic fulfillment. True fulfillment comes from knowing you've done your best. This intrinsic satisfaction is more sustainable and enriching than fleeting external rewards. Real-life applications of detaching from outcomes. In relationships. A focus on being a loving and supportive partner rather than expecting specific responses or behaviors from your loved ones. This creates a healthier, more genuine connection. At work. Prioritize doing your job to the best of your ability without stressing over promotions or accolades. This enhances job satisfaction and reduces workplace stress. In personal goals. When pursuing personal goals, such as fitness or learning a new skill, concentrate on the daily efforts and improvements rather than the end result. This makes the journey enjoyable and rewarding. The Stoic Sage. Imagine Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, teaching his students about the importance of focusing on what they can control. He famously said, "Some things are up to us and some things are not." His wisdom underscores the importance of detaching from outcomes and finding serenity in our efforts and intentions. By detaching from outcomes, you unlock a life of resilience and tranquility. This Stoic practice empowers you to pursue your goals with passion and dedication, while maintaining peace regardless of the results. Embrace the process, cherish your efforts, and find joy in the journey. In doing so, you transform every experience into a stepping stone toward personal growth and unwavering purpose. Self-reflection and journaling. Self-reflection and journaling are potent tools for personal growth and self-discovery, deeply rooted in the wisdom of Stoic philosophy. They provide a space for introspection, allowing you to examine your thoughts, emotions, and actions with clarity and honesty. By engaging in these practices, you embark on a journey of profound transformation, unlocking insights, and cultivating a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you. Let's delve into the intriguing world of self-reflection and journaling, exploring how they can enrich your life in captivating ways. The essence of self-reflection and journaling. Imagine yourself as an explorer venturing into the depths of your own mind, equipped with a lantern to illuminate the shadows and reveal hidden treasures. Self-reflection and journaling serve as your tools for this inner expedition, enabling you to navigate the terrain of your thoughts, emotions, and experiences with clarity and purpose. They invite you to pause, ponder, and engage in a dialogue with yourself, uncovering insights that lead to profound personal growth. How to practice self-reflection and journaling. Set aside dedicated time. Daily ritual. Establish a regular practice of self-reflection and journaling, ideally at the beginning or end of each day. This dedicated time allows you to focus fully on your inner journey without distractions. Create a sacred space. Find a quiet and comfortable space where you can retreat into introspection. This could be a cozy corner of your home, a serene outdoor spot, or simply a quiet room with soft lighting. Ask thought-provoking questions. Deep inquiry. Pose open-ended questions to yourself that prompt deep reflection. Consider questions related to your values, goals, fears, challenges, and aspirations. Examples include, what am I grateful for today, or what is a recurring challenge I've been facing, and how can I overcome it? Explore your emotions, reflect on your emotional landscape. Identify and explore the emotions you're experiencing, acknowledging their presence without judgment. This awareness allows you to understand yourself more fully and respond with greater emotional intelligence. Express yourself freely. Unfiltered expression. Use your journal as a safe space for raw and unfiltered expression. Write without censoring yourself, allowing your thoughts and feelings to flow freely onto the page. Experiment with different formats. Explore various journaling formats, such as free writing, structured prompts, gratitude lists, or creative expression through art or poetry. Find what resonates best with you and allows your inner voice to emerge. Review and reflect. Periodic review. Set aside time to review your journal entries periodically. Reflect on your past reflections, noting any recurring themes, patterns, or insights that emerge over time. Celebrate progress. Acknowledge and celebrate your growth and accomplishments. Recognize the positive changes you've made and the lessons you've learned along the way. The intriguing benefits of self-reflection and journaling. Clarity and insight. Self-reflection and journaling provide clarity and insight into your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. They help you unravel the complexities of your inner world and gain a deeper understanding of yourself. Emotional resilience. By examining your emotions and experiences, you cultivate emotional resilience and self-awareness. You become better equipped to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Personal growth. These practices catalyze personal growth and development. They empower you to identify areas for improvement, set meaningful goals, and take intentional action toward becoming the best version of yourself. Stress reduction. Engaging in self-reflection and journaling acts as a form of mental and emotional release. It helps reduce stress, anxiety, and overwhelm by providing an outlet for processing and expressing your thoughts and feelings. Real-life applications of self-reflection and journaling. In relationships. Use self-reflection and journaling to deepen your understanding of yourself and your relationships. Explore your communication patterns, emotional triggers, and ways to enhance connection and empathy with others. At work. Apply these practices to your professional life to gain clarity on your career goals, strengths, and areas for development. Reflect on your achievements, challenges, and strategies for growth in your chosen field. In personal well-being. Prioritize self-care and well-being by incorporating self-reflection and journaling into your daily routine. Use these practices to nurture your mental, emotional, and spiritual health, fostering greater balance and fulfillment in life. The Stoic Sage. Imagine Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, reflecting on the events of his day, penning his thoughts in the quiet solitude of his study. In his letters, he writes, "We should not, like sheep, follow the herd of creatures in front of us, making our way where others go, not where we ought to go." His words inspire a journey of self-discovery and introspection, urging us to chart our own path through the wilderness of life. By embracing self-reflection and journaling, you embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery and personal growth. These practices serve as invaluable companions on your quest for wisdom, offering guidance, clarity, and insight along the way. Dive into the depths of your inner world, uncovering hidden truths and treasures that illuminate your path toward a life of fulfillment, purpose, and profound self-understanding. Gratitude practice. Gratitude practice is a profound and transformative ritual that involves cultivating a mindset of appreciation and thankfulness for the blessings in your life, both big and small. It's not merely about counting your blessings but actively acknowledging and savoring them, fostering a deeper sense of joy, contentment, and connection with the world around you. Let's explore the captivating world of gratitude practice and uncover how it can enrich your life in extraordinary ways. The essence of gratitude practice. Imagine yourself as an alchemist, turning the mundane moments of life into precious gold through the power of gratitude. Gratitude practice is akin to wielding a magic wand that transforms your perception, allowing you to see beauty, abundance, and wonder in the simplest of things. It's about shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have, from complaints to celebrations, and from despair to delight. How to cultivate gratitude. Daily gratitude rituals. Morning reflections. Start your day by reflecting on three things you're grateful for. Whether it's the warmth of sunlight streaming through your window, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee, or the love of a cherished friend, find moments of gratitude to kickstart your day on a positive note. The evening gratitudes. End your day by recounting the blessings and moments of joy you experienced. Take a few moments before bed to express gratitude for the people, experiences, and opportunities that enriched your day. Gratitude journaling. Write it down. Keep a gratitude journal where you jot down the things you're thankful for each day. Write with specificity and detail, savoring the richness of each moment. Weekly reflections. Set aside time each week to review your gratitude journal entries. Reflect on the patterns and themes that emerge, noticing the abundance that surrounds you. Mindful appreciation. Engage your senses. Practice mindful appreciation by savoring the sensory experiences of life. Notice the taste of your food, the texture of a soft blanket, the colors of a sunset. Let each moment become an opportunity for gratitude. Pause and reflect. Throughout your day, pause periodically to acknowledge the blessings in your life. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to fully appreciate the richness of the present moment. Expressing gratitude to others. Share your appreciation, make it a habit to express gratitude to others, friends, family, colleagues, and even strangers. Send a heartfelt thank you note, offer a genuine compliment, or simply express your appreciation with a smile. The intriguing benefits of gratitude practice. Enhanced well-being. The gratitude practice has been linked to numerous benefits for mental, emotional, and physical well-being. It reduces stress, anxiety, and depression, while boosting happiness, resilience, and overall life satisfaction. Deepened relationships. Expressing gratitude fosters deeper connections and strengthens relationships. It creates a ripple effect of positivity, enriching both your life and the lives of those around you. Increased resilience. A gratitude practice cultivates resilience by shifting your focus from problems to possibilities, from obstacles to opportunities. It helps you navigate life's challenges with grace and perspective. Heightened awareness. By practicing gratitude, you become more attuned to the beauty and abundance in your life. You develop a keen sense of appreciation for the present moment and a greater capacity to find joy in everyday experiences. Real-life applications of gratitude practice. In relationships. Cultivate gratitude within your relationships by expressing appreciation for the people you love. Take time to acknowledge their kindness, support, and presence in your life. At work. Foster a culture of gratitude in your workplace by recognizing and appreciating the efforts of your colleagues. Celebrate achievements, express thanks for collaboration, and create a positive and supportive environment. In self-care. Incorporate gratitude practice into your self-care routine to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Take moments throughout your day to pause and appreciate the simple joys of life. The alchemy of gratitude. Imagine yourself as a sorcerer wielding the magic of gratitude, transforming the ordinary moments of your life into extraordinary treasures. In the words of Melody Beattie, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough, and more. Embrace the enchanting power of gratitude practice, and watch as it illuminates your path with radiant joy, abundant blessings, and boundless wonder. Limit exposure to stressors. Limiting exposure to stressors is akin to constructing a fortress around your well-being, selectively allowing only the most nourishing influences to penetrate your mental and emotional sanctuary. It involves creating intentional boundaries to shield yourself from the harmful effects of stress, preserving your peace, resilience, and vitality. Let's embark on a captivating exploration of this practice and uncover how it empowers you to reclaim control over your inner landscape amidst life's tumultuous currents. The essence of limiting exposure to stressors. Envision yourself as a guardian of a sacred garden, diligently tending to the delicate flowers of your mind and spirit. Limiting exposure to stressors is akin to protecting this garden from the harsh elements of adversity, toxicity, and overwhelm. It's about recognizing the profound impact that external influences can have on your well-being and taking proactive measures to cultivate a nurturing environment that fosters growth, tranquility, and flourishing. How to practice limiting exposure to stressors. Identify your stressors. Self-reflection. Take time to identify the specific stressors in your life, whether they're external factors like work deadlines, relationship conflicts, or internal sources such as perfectionism or self-doubt. Awareness. Cultivate awareness of how these stressors impact your mental, emotional, and physical health. Notice the signs of stress and learn to recognize when you need to intervene. Establish boundaries. Saying no. Learn to say no to commitments, activities, or relationships that drain your energy or exacerbate stress. Prioritize your well-being and set clear boundaries to protect your time, energy, and peace of mind. Limit exposure. Reduce exposure to sources of stress whenever possible. This might involve setting limits on screen time, avoiding negative news or social media, or creating distance from toxic relationships or environments. Cultivate supportive environments. Surround yourself with positivity, seek out environments and relationships that uplift and inspire you. Surround yourself with people who support your growth, encourage your well-being, and bring joy into your life. Create sacred spaces, designate spaces in your home or workplace that promote relaxation and serenity. Fill these spaces with elements that soothe your senses and evoke feelings of calmness and safety. Practice stress reduction techniques. Mindfulness and meditation. Incorporate mindfulness and meditation into your daily routine to reduce stress and enhance resilience. These practices help you cultivate present moment awareness and develop a more balanced perspective on life. Physical activity. Engage in regular physical activity to release tension, boost mood, and promote overall well-being. Find activities that you enjoy and make them a priority in your schedule. The intriguing benefits of limiting exposure to stressors. Greater resilience. By limiting exposure to stressors, you build resilience and fortitude in the face of adversity. You develop the ability to bounce back from challenges with grace and composure. Improved mental health. Creating boundaries around stressors supports your mental health and emotional well-being. You experience less overwhelm, anxiety, and burnout, and more clarity, peace, and vitality. Enhanced productivity and creativity. When you reduce distractions and sources of stress, you become more focused, productive, and creative. You're better able to channel your energy into meaningful pursuits and accomplish your goals with greater efficiency. Deeper connection with self. Limiting exposure to stressors allows you to connect more deeply with yourself and your inner wisdom. You gain insight into your needs, values, and priorities, guiding you toward a life that aligns with your authentic self. Real-life applications of limiting exposure to stressors. In time management. Prioritize tasks and commitments that align with your goals and values, and learn to delegate or decline those that don't serve your well-being. In relationships. Set boundaries with toxic or draining relationships, and surround yourself with supportive, uplifting individuals who contribute positively to your life. In environment. Create a peaceful and organized living and working environment that promotes relaxation, focus, and creativity. The guardian of serenity. Imagine yourself as the guardian of your own serenity, standing firm against the onslaught of stressors that threaten to disrupt your peace. In the words of Eckhart Tolle, you find peace not by rearranging the circumstances of your life, but by realizing who you are at the deepest level. By limiting exposure to stressors, you reclaim sovereignty over your inner kingdom, nurturing a sanctuary of tranquility, resilience, and flourishing amidst life's ever-changing landscape. Seek wisdom from Stoic texts. Select your guidebooks. Choose classic texts. Start by exploring foundational Stoic texts such as the Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, the Enchiridion by Epictetus, and the Letters to a Stoic by Seneca. These timeless works offer profound wisdom and practical advice for living a life of virtue and resilience. Modern interpretations. Supplement your study with modern interpretations and commentaries on Stoicism, written by contemporary authors who distill ancient wisdom into accessible, actionable insights. Engage in reflective reading. Be slow and deliberate. Approach Stoic texts with a spirit of curiosity and contemplation, reading slowly and attentively to absorb the depth and richness of the teachings. Reflective journaling. Keep a journal where you write down key insights, reflections, and personal interpretations of Stoic passages. This process deepens your understanding and allows you to integrate Stoic principles into your daily life. Apply Stoic practices. Practice virtue. Embody Stoic virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance in your thoughts, words, and actions. Use Stoic teachings as a guide for navigating ethical dilemmas and making decisions aligned with your values. Embrace adversity. Learn to reframe challenges and setbacks as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Use Stoic techniques such as negative visualization and premeditation of adversity to cultivate resilience in the face of life's inevitable trials. Seek community and guidance. Join Stoic communities. Connect with like-minded individuals who share your interest in Stoicism. Join online forums, attend Stoic meetups, or participate in discussions with fellow seekers to exchange ideas and support each other on the journey. Seek mentorship. Find mentors or teachers who can provide guidance and support in your study of Stoicism. Learn from their wisdom and experience, and apply their insights to your own life. The intriguing benefits of seeking wisdom from Stoic texts. Clarity and insight. Stoic texts offer profound insights into the nature of existence, human psychology, and the pursuit of eudaimonia, flourishing. They provide clarity and guidance for navigating life's challenges with wisdom and resilience. Emotional resilience. By studying Stoic philosophy, you cultivate emotional resilience and equanimity in the face of adversity. Stoic teachings help you develop a mindset of acceptance, detachment, and inner peace amidst life's inevitable ups and downs. Practical wisdom. Stoic texts provide practical advice and techniques for living a virtuous and fulfilling life. From strategies for managing anger and fear to principles for ethical decision-making, Stoicism offers timeless wisdom that is directly applicable to modern-day challenges. Community and connection. Engaging with Stoic texts connects you to a rich tradition of philosophical inquiry and personal development. It fosters a sense of community and belonging among seekers of wisdom, inspiring collaboration and mutual support on the path to virtue. Real-life applications of seeking wisdom from Stoic texts. In daily life, apply Stoic principles to your daily life by practicing mindfulness, embracing adversity, and cultivating gratitude and compassion. In relationships, use Stoic teachings to enhance your relationships by practicing empathy, forgiveness, and understanding. In decision-making, seek guidance from Stoic texts when facing difficult decisions, drawing on their timeless wisdom to inform your choices and actions. The path of the Stoic sage. Imagine yourself as a modern-day Stoic sage, walking the path of wisdom and virtue in a world filled with distractions and challenges. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. By seeking wisdom from Stoic texts, you embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery and personal growth, embracing timeless principles that illuminate the path to a life of virtue, resilience, and inner peace. As we navigate the tumultuous seas of our daily lives, the practices we've explored are not just tools, they are beacons guiding us toward a haven of peace. Embracing these strategies is about more than seeking refuge from the storm, it's about transforming ourselves into the calm at the center of it all. Whether through the rhythmic breathing that anchors us, the mindful moments that ground us, or the natural beauty that revitalizes us, each step is part of a grander journey towards inner serenity. So, take these insights with you as you step back into the whirlwind of your life. Remember, peace doesn't necessarily come from stillness alone, but from the balance and harmony we create within ourselves, regardless of the chaos around us. Let this be your invitation to cultivate a sanctuary within, a core of tranquility that you carry with you, come what may.